The last time we had a presidential election, George Bush was the Republican candidate. That was a problem for Jim DePeso. He's the policy director for a group called Republicans for Environmental Protection. And given Bush's track record on the environment, DePeso and his group could not endorse him. And with a name like Republicans for Environmental Protection, there was no way they were going to endorse a Democrat. This election, DePeso says his job is easier. His group is endorsing John McCain.
He clearly is the one with the best environmental record. He is the one who has done the most serious thinking about the issue. He has offered serious proposals, and we think that with John McCain as president, our country's environment would be in very good hands.
Now, my dear friends, I believe that climate change is real.
That's John McCain on the campaign trail. He was talking to voters in Michigan, where cars are still a big part of the economy, cars that emit greenhouse gases, cars that are blamed for global warming.
And I'll be glad to argue that with you and discuss it and debate it more. But let's suppose that I am wrong. So we move forward with these green technologies, and all we've done is given our young people a cleaner planet. But suppose we are right and do nothing. Then what kind of a planet are we going to hand these young people?
Tailoring his speech a bit for the Michigan audience, McCain said there's still a future for the auto industry. But he says that future needs to use the green technology on display at this year's auto shows.
You'll see that there are hybrid cars. You'll see that there's battery-driven cars. You'll see that we can develop ethanol-driven automobiles. It can begin here in Michigan, and it can begin with green technologies.
And McCain isn't getting endorsements from environmental groups just because he mentions global warming and green technologies on the campaign trail. Alan Lichtman is a history professor at American University and writes books on American politics. He says McCain's legislative record backs up his speeches about the environment.
John McCain, at least since 2000, has been one of the strongest advocates of action on global warming and action on the environment. Indeed, a few years ago, he teamed up with Senator Joe Lieberman, then a Democrat, for a bipartisan proposal, a modest proposal on global warming that didn't pass, but certainly put John McCain at the forefront.
Republicans for Environmental Protection want to point out that while McCain might share the Democrats' concern for the environment, his solutions are Republican solutions. For instance, here's an example of what McCain calls green technology.
By the way, one of them is nuclear power. I believe we have to go back to nuclear power. And my friends, it's safe. We've sailed Navy ships. We have sailed Navy ships around the world for 60 years with nuclear power plants on them, and we've never had an accident.
McCain says nuclear power is better for the environment because it doesn't produce the greenhouse gases believed to cause global warming. Professor Lichtman says the issue of nuclear power is still a major disagreement between the parties.
Republican environmentalists pretty much strongly come down on the side of nuclear power, which obviously helps cement their alliance with at least an important industry, while those on the Democratic side and traditional organizations tend to be much more leery of nuclear power and favor putting emphasis on things like solar energy, geothermal energy, biomass energy, and wind energy.
Nuclear power is not the only issue where McCain and many environmental activists disagree. McCain says he would repeal President Clinton's ban on building roads and national forest preserves. He also opposes a carbon tax on polluters. But for Jim DePeso and his colleagues at Republicans for Environmental Protection, McCain does solve a problem. It gives them someone they can endorse. For the Environment Report, I'm Vincent Duffy.